Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it yet, go grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. Feel free to sing, to praise the Lord, to pray right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Almighty God, you are so wonderful. We are so thankful for the great things that you have done in our lives. Not that we deserve it, but you've been so good and merciful unto us. We thank you, O God. We give praise to thy holy name. We thank you for the wonderful works that you've done in our lives. We thank you for how you saved us, how you brought us out of sin. We thank you, O Lord, for forgiveness, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Step forth your mighty hand. Touch us while we're praying. While we're looking to you, we pray that you have your way. Let the Spirit of God be there. Let the blood of Jesus cover the day. Wash us and make us ever and all. Take away everything that's not like you. Bind the works of Satan tonight. Send out, O Lord. Send thy word and send thine anointing. Let us soul be blessed tonight. Let somebody turn from their ways, seeking your face and calling upon the name of the Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Be merciful unto those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Touch them tonight, O Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able tonight. Oh, Lord, help us to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word, knowing that you're able to save, heal, and forgive. Look on those souls who are suffering afflictions, those who are on their way out. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Saved to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost. Change their minds, O Lord. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to run for their lives. Realize the time is running out. Help today, Lord. Help today, Jesus. Be merciful the more, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on the bereaved families. Touch them right now. Strengthen them and encourage them. Bless and make a way for them. Help them to go through. Help them to stand, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift the burdens of their heart. Encourage their souls to go on. We know you're able, O Lord. We know all power is in thy hand. Heal, O Lord. Forgive and blot out of transgressions everywhere. Draw them closer to you that they might have a closer walk with you, that we might all be ready. When you call our names, help us to seek our face and to draw near to thee. Help us today, O Lord. Move by your spirit. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We trust you. We take you at your word. Oh, my God, look on us, O Lord, where our faith is lacking and weak. We pray that you make us strong, O Lord. Give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints, realizing that you can do everything. And that there is nothing impossible with you. Help us to take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Bless this broadcast. Bless and touch every listener that is on this broadcast tonight. Let your word go out. Let it reach a soul. Save to the uttermost. Deliver the bound souls. Fill with the Holy Ghost. And we will give thy name the praise. We thank you and we praise you for what you have done already. And we thank you for what we believe that you're going in the name of Jesus. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer. And now we will be reading from the Word of God. We're going to ask that you turn to Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and we're going to begin reading with verse 5. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the word from Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verses 5 through 12. Praise God. At this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Neville Edlund. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykservice, Title One School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m., services at 12 o'clock p.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. prayers on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And I believe Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is scheduled to preach on the International Prayer Line next Monday, June the 19th, at 8 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 605-313-4122, and that access code is 187-869. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Pray for the Bree Thompson family, the Bree Edmond family, Ms. Maxine Tucker, Ms. Sherman, Tina Lyons Capoletti, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson. Those who are currently requesting prayer, I just received a text that someone that I know, their dad, just had a seizure and passed out. And I'm asking for your prayers. His name is Howard Smith. So please pray for Mr. Howard Smith. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond and ask that she come forward and render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to look down on Mr. Howard Smith right now, my God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. We know that you're able, my God. Oh, yes, Lord, you are healer for both body and soul, my God. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Raise him up, my God. You know all about it, Lord Jesus. If there be any sin committed, my God, let it be forgiven tonight, God. I know you're able, Lord. Have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do it in your name, God. We believe you right now, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless thy holy name, God. We praise your name, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, my God. We lift you up, Lord. Oh, God, because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you in advance. These are all things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely, yes. My soul says yes. Yes, Lord, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely, yes. My soul says yes. I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. I love you. I really do. My soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely, yes. My soul says yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. Coming through Evangelist Cynthia and the prayer coming to her. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Melissa, that's my friend's name. She said her dad is alert and they're going to the hospital. So, amen. Just keep him in prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we are going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmonds. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. God bless you again, and good evening. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And now, tonight is Tuesday night, and on Tuesday night, we have the oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise God. So we're going to go back a little bit, a little retro, and we're going to play a pre-recorded message. We want you to listen in. And take heed to the word of God. God bless you.
The portion of the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist May Edmonds to bring the word of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in Radio Land. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you stretch out your hands. Continue to bless our souls, Lord. Look upon us tonight, Lord. Sing your word, Jesus. Let it reach some burdened soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Move in a miraculous way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Work a miracle, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Somebody that is troubled in mind, Lord. We pray that you touch their mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on that bereaved family, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord Jesus. Comfort them, Lord Jesus. Lift the heavy burden, Lord. Strengthen your people everywhere, Lord. Look on the church everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you strengthen your people, Lord. Uplift your people, Lord. Encourage them, Lord Jesus. Help them to hold out, Lord, to endure to the end, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this prayer, Lord. We claim the victory, Lord. These and all blessings we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, we will go to the word of God, namely from the book of 2 Timothy, beginning with the first verse. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection,
truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent,
yes,
fierce, despisers of those that are good,
yes,
traitors,
all right,
heady,
yes,
high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Amen.
I'm going to talk to you tonight about a charge to continue in the things which thou hast learned.
Yes, yes.
I believe this was Paul the Apostle writing to Timothy. Timothy was a young pastor at this time. And at this time, Paul knew that he was about to be ready to be offered up.
Yes.
So he began to write this book to Timothy. And he began to say, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come.
It shall come.
And perilous times means dangerous times.
Yes, sir.
Very trying times.
Yes.
And if you have any type of spiritual eye, you know that we are living in perilous times. We are living in a time where those that name the name of Christ are giving up and turning around.
Yes.
They are throwing up hands and giving up this race. But God knows we are running this race to win the race.
Amen.
We are not running to beat the air.
Glory to God.
But God knows I'm in this race and I'm running because I want to win the prize,
yes,
in the end. So Paul begins to charge Timothy. He began to tell him, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Don't forget now that perilous times shall come.
Amen.
This is sealed with God's seal.
Yes.
They shall come.
Oh, yes.
They got to come.
Amen.
And he said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And God knows this word of God is being fulfilled.
Yes, it is.
Men are lovers of themselves,
yes,
more than lovers of God.
Amen.
Oh, they're trying to build up the flesh. They're trying to build up the muscles.
Glory,
God knows they love themselves,
but they
more than they love God Almighty.
Amen.
And they worship and serve the creature more than the Creator.
Absolutely.
And the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God,
amen,
but they became vain in their imagination.
Oh,
my God, and their thoughts were wicked,
Lord,
and they did evil before the Lord.
Yes,
and the Bible said, for this cause, God also gave them up to a reprobate mind,
yes,
to do those things which were not according to nature.
Amen.
Look around today. See how men are changing.
Yes.
They are changing the natural affection.
Oh, yes,
it's right here in the word of God. In 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and the 3rd verse, the Bible said, without natural affection,
yes,
God knows the natural affection that a man had toward a woman. God knows they have changed,
yes,
the glory of God. And men are turning away from the true word of God. Now you find that men are running with men, and women are running with women. They have lost the true and the natural affection that God has given them. And the Bible said, for this cause, God also gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which were not according to nature. God knows it's not according to nature for a man to be with a man. God made the woman to be with the man. God looked down on man, and he saw that man was all alone. So God said that he will make him an helpmeet. The woman is supposed to be a helpmeet. But God knows the woman has changed the glory of God. And now the woman refused to have a man. She'd rather have another woman. And the men would rather have another man. But God knows that it's not of God. And now as we look in the church world, you find that men are running after men, all in the churches, in the places of worship.
the Lord. Glory to God. Maybe this. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to open the door to salvation that you may have a chance to repent of your sins. If you don't know the Lord, now is your time to get to know Jesus. We thank God for the word of God. Let the word of God reach you, touch your heart, and break up that heart that you might receive Christ into your life. And if you may have strayed away from the Lord and you want to come back, now is the time to come back to the Lord. He said he was married to the backslider. And if you're weak and you need strength, the Lord is here to strengthen you. If you just accept his word, praise the Lord at this time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you right now for every listener. We pray that you touch those that don't know you, that you will break up their hearts. Help them to seek your face and call on your name. Help them to turn from their way. Help them, O Lord, to receive the word of God into their heart that they might be saved. Have mercy today, O Lord. Touch and bless, O Lord. Give somebody a mind to run for their life. We know you're able, O Lord. We know all power is in thy hand. And we know that thou art a strong deliverer and thou art a mighty God. You can save to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord. Save Jesus. Save some soul, Lord. Let your word penetrate somebody's heart. Let it touch, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need you right now, Lord. We're calling on your name. Come to our rescue, oh Lord. Have your way tonight, Lord. Help somebody, Lord, to seek your face, oh Lord. You said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Help, Lord Jesus. Help somebody to give up the world, forsake their way, and commit their life unto you. Help them, oh Lord Jesus. Jesus, help us today, Lord. Look on your people, oh Lord. You told us in your word, Lord. You said confess your faults, oh my God, to one another. And you said you were just and willing and able to forgive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Forgive sin. Blot out of transgression. You said in the word, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Jesus, we know you're able. We're dependent on you right now. No other help we know, Lord. Help us today, Jesus. Strengthen your people everywhere, Lord. Make ways for your people. Open up doors, Lord. Somebody is standing in need of a blessing. We know you have a blessing. Make it known, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Touch, Lord Jesus. I pray that you look on my dad. Touch his body. Touch his eyes, oh Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Work a miracle in his life that he may be able to see and praise your name and worship you in the highest. In the name of Jesus, that soul that is dealing with a cancer, touch him right now. Have mercy on him. Forgive him of their sins. Blot out of their transgressions. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on them, O Lord. Say to the uttermost, deliver, O Lord. Look on Evangelist Martha's mother. Touch her right now, Lord. We know you're able to raise her up. Oh, my God, save her to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover, Lord. Look on Evangelist Martha. Touch and strengthen her. Increase. encourage her heart, mm-hmm. oh Lord. Help her to continue to trust in you and take you at your word. Bless her. Make ways for her. In the name of Jesus, lift her, oh Lord. Lift her spirit, Jesus. I know you're able right now, Lord. Look on the bereaved family. Touch them, Jesus. Give them strength, oh Lord. In their hour of bereavement, we know you're able. Save the unsaved, Lord. Somebody that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, help them repent of their sins and give their life to you, Lord. Jesus, we know thou art able. We know you are a mighty God, and we know that thou art still working miracles, and we still believe you and take you at your word. Look on your people everywhere. Move from church to church. Move from state to state. Oh, my God. Move, oh, Lord, by your spirit. Draw somebody unto you. Help them to seek your face, oh, Lord. We know you're able, oh, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you look on us, that you help us, oh, Lord, to do thy will, speak thy word, and make the sacrifice. Oh, my God, help us, Jesus. We want to please you, Lord, and we want your will to be done in us. Help us, Jesus. We're depending on you today. You are our very present help. No other help we know. You are a way maker. Jesus, create a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. You know all about it. You know how to fix it. You know how to work it out. You know the blessing that we stand in need of. We pray that you'll grant it, oh Lord. Grant it tonight, Lord. Oh my God, I know you're able. I believe you today. I take you at your word. I trust you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, oh Lord, for this broadcast. I thank you for the participants. Thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, oh Lord. Ever meet and guide me, oh Lord. Show me the way you would have me to go. Help me to acknowledge you in all my ways, that you may direct my path. And my God, I pray, Lord, that you look on those that are in authority. We pray that you lead them and guide them. Help them to acknowledge you. Help them to pray and seek your face. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we thank you today, oh Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. Oh, my God, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We praise God for the prayer and for the word of God. The word of God spoke for itself on the night. Glory to God. There's nothing we can do against it because the word is the word. And the word was with God in the beginning, was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Glory to God. So God's word is going to remain the same. Don't have to add to it, and you can't take it away, because God's word standeth for sure. Glory to God. I just thank God for all things. At this time, I'm going to give way for our ministers and evangelists, if they like to have something to say.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell and talking about the charge to continue in the things that which we've learned. And like she said, there's nothing we can do against the word of God. She was going to talk about the things that will happen in the last days and speak about how men have become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. And this has happened today. She put it out there. This is a message that needs to be preached and preached and preached over and over again. People, they've changed the law to accommodate sin, but we have a charge to continue in the things we've learned. And I want to say, as Anthony, I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Once again, thank God for the retro message. It still stands today.
Yeah.
Amen. Talking about the perilous times, dangerous times, and we are in terribly dangerous times.
Amen.
Men become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. They don't care about you and nobody else.
Amen.
Amen. Because they have fallen in love with themselves, and they're going to do whatever it takes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever they want, that's what they're going to do. I just thank God for this word. But we, the people of God, we have to continue in the word. Amen.
Yes.
Stay
yes.
in the word.
Yes.
I mean, we got to stay there. Amen. We sing a song, say, get in the word and stay there until Jesus comes. Amen. We got to get in that word and stay in that word. I tell you, we can't detour, can't look to the left or the right, because the enemy, he's coming with full force.
Yes,
but I thank God for the word of God. Amen. Let us hold on to the word. The word of God is precious. Amen.
Yes.
It's precious. It's a gem. Amen. And I just thank God for it. And there's something in that word for your everyday life, daily life. Amen.
Amen.
If you follow the word of God, you live by it, and you'll be saved. Amen. You'll be saved if you follow
Amen.
That word of God and live by it. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you, you and you, to take it in. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the exhortations. Come to Evangelist Cynthia and Evangelist Khadija. I mean, we thank God for the remarks. We know that God's word is true, and his word is going to stand. We thank everyone for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. We're going to ask that you tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., and then we'll be back here again on Tuesday night, oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And if that's all, we say good night.